Here's a scary thought for Halloween. There will be approximately 225,000 children born today, worldwide, and one of them will push our total global population over the 7 billion mark.
The fact that we're continuing to grow by the equivalent of a new Egypt every year, now hitting 7 billion on our way to somewhere between 9 billion and 10 billion by the middle of the century, it's a serious situation, and it's not something that we want to let pass without a whimper.
That's William Ryerson, president of the Population Media Center and a fellow of the Post-Carbon Institute here in Sonoma County. He notes that it was just a dozen years ago, in 1999, that we hit the 6 billion mark, and numerous trends since then have only gotten more ominous.
Food availability per capita is declining. We have more hungry people on the planet than ever before, about a billion. And there are about a billion people who live on less than a dollar a day. Oil is now in the neighborhood of $100 a barrel, and it is likely that we're going to see much higher prices of oil in the next 5 years.
Yet Ryerson worries that curbing population growth is scarcely part of the conversation when confronting diminishing resources and contemplating sustainability at a planetary level.
It is, of course, possible for each of us to become twice as efficient in use of energy and other resources as we are now. But if we double the population, we're no better off. We think it's vitally important that we address that side of the sustainability equation. In fact, funding for family planning has been cut in half. So it's really fallen off the radar screen of world priorities, and it needs to be back there.
It's been widely reported that the United States has the highest per capita rate of resource consumption in the world, but we represent just 331 million out of the 7 billion total. So per capita numbers don't tell the full story.
The growth that's projected in the median projections from now to 2050, even though most of it will occur in poor countries with low per capita emission rates, is the climate equivalent of adding 2 United States to the planet. If the climate discussions don't include population, we could have a failure to really address the underlying factors driving global warming.
Just stabilizing population growth would be a huge task, Ryerson acknowledges, but he questions if accomplishing that would be enough.
When you look at estimates made by ecologists of a sustainable number at, say, the lifestyle of Western Europe, that number is considerably below where we are now. It may be down around 2 billion or lower.
Regardless of the target, Ryerson says, it's clear what actions are needed.
We really need to move rapidly towards promoting family planning use, delaying marriage and childbearing to adulthood, spacing of children, limiting of family size, and move to the point that countries around the world are emulating countries in Europe and Japan with below replacement level fertility long enough to get the population down to a sustainable level where people can live well rather than a large number of people who are living in poverty.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.